clearly, the use of energy in the way that it was used concerning Ukraine is a problem.
Other actions by the Russian government have been counterproductive and could begin to affect relations with other countries.
In Moscow, President Vladimir Putin responded to recent high-level American criticism of Russia with a veiled reference to the United States as a predator.
We see what's happening in the world. Comrade Wolf, so to speak, knows whom to eat. He eats and listens to no one.
At issue are perceptions about the state of Russian democracy. Secretary Rice says some elements of it seem to be going the wrong way, including a crackdown on non-governmental organizations. President Putin insists Russia is implementing its own version of democratic rule. He calls it sovereign democracy.
What does that really mean?
Andrew Cutchins is director of the Russia and Eurasia program at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Washington, D.C.
What does it mean, actually, for Russia's relations with Europe, with the United States, and some of its neighbors?
In a recent examination of these questions at Carnegie, Sergei Markov, a Moscow-based political scientist with close Kremlin ties, deflected criticism of Russia with charges against the U.S.
When I look at the Iraq, I think it's not Russia is going to wrong direction. It United States is going to wrong direction.
In the wrong direction, yes.
However, Michael McFaul, political science professor at Stanford University, notes.
I just don't understand why invoking America or Iraq somehow then is an excuse for what is happening in Russia. Moreover, I would say, I also say that the comparison is not equal. Because unlike the Russian system today, Sergei, I would say that for all those ills in the American democracy, which I think are real, there are mechanisms for correction.
McFaul, who is opposed to the Bush administration, points to front-page articles in American newspapers critical of the government's domestic surveillance program. He says Russian media do not have similar independence to criticize the Kremlin. Sergei Markov concedes that Russia is not a democracy, but insists Russians want it.
Public opinion support, by the way, most of the sufficient democratic characteristics, like pre-empire elections, pre-media, right of the opposition, and others.
Markov says the problem is that Russia's initial encounter with democracy in the 1990s was associated with anarchy, mafia killings on city streets, fraud, corruption, illegal privatization, and loss of international prestige. As a result, Markov says democracy is in fourth place as a priority among Russians behind concerns about security, stability, and the economy. U.S. officials say democratic rule would address those concerns and serve the interests not only of Russia, but other democracies. Peter Fedinsky, VOA News.